Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for All About Android is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of All About Android is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with colleagues and clients from anywhere. You can share the same screen and see each other face-to-face with HD video conferencing, even from an iPad. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use promo code AAA. And by Ford, featuring Available Sync. Now you can control your media player with simple voice commands. Enjoy your drive while you easily search and listen to your favorite songs. Check it out on the 2012 Ford Focus and at Ford.com/technology.
Welcome to All About Android, episode 81, recorded on Tuesday, October 16th, 2012. This is your weekly source for all the latest news, hardware, and apps for the Android faithful. Do I need to sit up straight?
No,
but sit up better?
I realized how we slouch.
I know. Oh, look, now you're out of frame.
I'm out of camera.
It's okay. Yeah, all right. Well, hey, welcome, everybody. I'm Eileen Rivera.
And I'm Jason Howell.
And I'm Ron Richards.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what?
We are suddenly much taller today.
We are set for slouch.
I know.
Yeah. If you're watching the video, our cameras, if we sit up straight, then we are out of
frame. Here, watch how bad it is on me. Like, they know I slouch, right? This is my normal shot. This is me sitting up straight.
Yes.
So I need to sit like this. Luckily, I'm exhausted. So this is my pose for the show.
About that some other day.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no excuse. Yeah. I just slouched no matter what. So
Ron literally came from the airport.
I was in New York hours ago, and now I'm here.
You don't even have an accent. I'm amazed.
I know. Yeah, it's fascinating. But I was on the plane on the Wi-Fi on the Virgin. And I was doing my prep. I was doing my show prep, and I put in my app and for the arena and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Fun stuff. I was doing it. I was doing the Virgin.
Well, thank you. So. I know it's really what eight. Doing
the Virgin.
Oh my God!
Up in the sky.
I'm sorry.
Wow, he's tired. He's really tired, guys. Thank you for trekking because it's like 8:30. It's 5:30.
I don't really get jet lagged.
You don't?
No, I don't get jet lagged. I just get exhausted. But I don't really. I don't. It's never like I'm really. I sleep on the plane, so I do the thing where it's like, oh, what time is it? Oh, it's 2:00. Okay, great. And so then I'm just adjusted. So I'm good.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Does that happen when you fly to the other side of the world?
Yeah. When you go to Europe or something.
When I go to England, I need to sleep.
You can't avoid it. Yeah.
You can't avoid it. Yeah.
I mean, it does take like a day.
But like, because I go back and forth to the West and East Coast so much, it just doesn't bother me. I'm just a zombie right now because I'm on literally, like, I think since last Thursday, I've gotten maybe on average like 4 hours sleep a night. Like some nights were two, you know, like so. It was because I was at the New York Comic Con last week.
How was it?
It was fun. It was good. It was packed. It was nearly San Diego levels. It was I heard upwards of 120,000 people.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if you saw any of my photos. I was posting them on Instagram. I put a photo of the crowd on Saturday, and it was like you just couldn't move. It was crazy, which is great. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
That is good. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Did anything cool come out of it for you?
Not really. I mean, there was news and there was stuff like that, but nothing. I mean, I got to hang out with the whole Walking Dead crew and stuff. So the show premiered last Sunday.
Two amazing numbers.
Yeah. So
everybody loves the zombies.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So there was some buzz in the air there, but there was nothing super super major going on. So it was just fun. A lot of parties.
Yay. Well, very good. We have a bunch of hardware stuff to talk about today. In fact, that's the majority of the first half of our show. So we'll be talking LG, Samsung, Asus. Plus, we're going to answer some of your mail. And we have a full arena of apps, right? So,
yes.
You know what, Chad?
That is
Skip
right.
Skip the news. Let's move on to hardware round one.
I suppose we'll have to decide whether we play that
twice. Oh, I love that. Part one. Put that in there.
How did he do that? Chad is an extraordinaire.
I love Chad. Okay.
Technical director. Thank you so much for throwing those kind. That's why you're awesome.
Chad.
I had no idea.
When I looked at him, like, oh, part one, so he's going to have to do it again. But then he put the text in. If you're watching the video, it's fantastic.
It's a great production. It's amazing. We're talking about hardware.
Wow. We are top shelf show right here. All right. So we might as well talk a little bit about this LG Nexus thing because
Oh, you weren't here.
More
I
was not.
last week when I was like, oh, it's LG.
I know.
After I've been dissing LG.
I was reading at home and I was laughing. I CC'd you.
I was like, oh,
no, I actually did because I had a conflict. I couldn't do the show last week. That's why I wasn't on. I was in New York and I wanted to, but I just couldn't. So at the last minute, I had to pull out. And I literally, when I was going through the day and I saw that news, I went to the rundown first to make sure you guys had it before I emailed you because I was going to be like, LG. But I'm like, oh, they already know about it. Whatever. They don't need me. So, but yeah.
You had plenty of rumor talk. Yeah.
Stepping up.
That included. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing. I feel like the excitement around LG is a lot more tempered, or around the LG Nexus is a lot more tempered than previous Nexus. Like, yes. I think if people are up on their contract and ready to renew, they're like, well, yeah, of course I'd get the LG Nexus. But I get the feeling from everything that I've been reading and commenters on sites and everything that if you aren't up on your contract yet, or if you just got the Galaxy Nexus, you're not, you know, a lot of people aren't necessarily immediately inclined to just drop it and go right to the next one.
Well, and then there's the rumor about a lot of other manufacturers.
Potentially, although we haven't really seen any.
I've seen a picture for Sony.
But that's I wouldn't say that that's been officially debunked, but that's part of the reason why I didn't include it. There've been a lot of discriminating eyes analyzing those photos and picking out many reasons why the majority of people think that it's probably fake. But you never know. I mean, that was kind of Wall Street Journal's rumor back in May, I think, was that there would be multiple Nexus devices.
I love it. I mean, they haven't shown brand affinity to a single manufacturer. It's just like they're going to dance with everybody.
Why not? That LG phone looks very much like the Galaxy Nexus that we have now.
Yeah, in terms of shape, definitely does. Yeah.
Totally. But it's LG.
Right.
I think when it comes out, we got to get our hands on one. You have to take it for a test drive. I think that's your penance. That's your LG.
Okay.
It doesn't look that bad.
And what a lot of people are quick to point out here is that the big problem with LG that people have with LG is the software side of it. Yeah. So if they are just giving us, you know, vanilla stock, jelly bean stock, and then the hardware is great.
It's important to note that that one isn't for sale. I don't know if you saw that. I don't know. You can see.
Yeah.
It's not for sale. So
wait a minute. You're saying I can't buy that right now, that device right there?
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, man, this thing has been... I feel like it was only 2 weeks ago that we're like, God, we just aren't hearing any leaks about Nexus. And now, like, we know everything. It's like...
October 29th.
Supposedly know everything.
It's fascinating how that news comes out when they want it to.
Yeah, totally. Right,
sometimes you get leaked, but it seems like this one seems like this is like they're priming the pump a little.
And so, well, this is the season. I mean, I feel like if this is really happening on October 29th, there is just like...
They filled the tank. They didn't just prime the pump. If this was intentional, they filled
the tank. True.
So if this really comes out on the 29th, between October 23rd and October 29th, there's going to be an Apple announcement. Microsoft's going to release their Surface tablet and possibly this Nexus. I mean, and then there's a bunch of other products that are already coming out, like the, you know, Droid Razer Max is coming out in the U.S. In just a few days and blah, blah, blah. So
it's hardware season.
It's the season. So they're just like, well, how about here? How about this date? Nobody should be announcing anything on that date, right?
Yeah. Maybe. And so there has been, and what you were showing, Chad, was a video taken by someone who has the supposed LG Nexus. And it's actually showing off a feature of the next version of Android 4.2, I believe, which is a double swipe down. So you swipe down once from the top for your notifications. If you do it again in this build, which is an early build, it shows a little image that says quick settings. That
double
is revealed
pain
on the second pull down.
It's
so
a
this
double
is a,
pain.
Apparently
what
a placeholder for a setting. Yeah, a settings page.
Double. Which, what does it mean?
What does it mean?
But what's interesting is that, like, so would it be, I mean, for quick settings, so you pull down the notification pane, you get your notifications, and then pull down this quick settings pane and be able to just get, like, quickly to volume or quickly
that,
to...
That's what I would, you know, yeah, that's what I would guess.
And I wonder how customizable that will be for other apps or for your, I mean...
I don't know. I mean, you see this all the time in, you know, in just different ROMs and different overlays. You know, Samsung does this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the manufacturers are kind of building this into their custom skin for the most part, and that's for good reason. It's incredibly handy to have those there, so it's not surprising at all that Google would kind of fold this into Android. It is interesting to see the double pull down. You couldn't really have it swipe from the side because that's how you get rid of notifications.
Right. And so, I mean, the bottom, that's where it would have to go from. That's how you close it.
Right, yeah, exactly. So that's where it would have to come from. Yeah. Let's see here. What else about 4.2? Oh, that's right. I have this in app section.
Yeah, so. I was wondering.
About oops. Yeah. We'll save it. This is a teaser. Something really cool coming up in the app section. There we go.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome. Before we leave talking about the Nexus, it's very important to note that the U.S. Appeals Court reversed Apple's injunction on Google's Galaxy Nexus. So it should stay put. Yeah. And there shouldn't be any more bans moving forward, right? Is that essentially what this means? I think they're just going to reconsider the case and the injunction is off.
Yeah, it didn't really see much effect by the injunction anyways. It still felt like it was still available. You could still buy it through Google Store. It's not like it was not being sold completely. So I don't know if this really changes a whole lot. It's just for now they can continue to sell kind of their flagship Nexus until another one comes along. I wonder which one that would be.
So my Google TV ears perked up a little bit this week as the news of rumblings of the version 3 of Google TV software started coming out.
Yeah, so did you see that video?
I did not see that video.
Yeah, it was up and down real quick.
Yeah, exactly. And it looks like it's now set to private.
Darn it.
Basically, a video of Google TV version 3 leaked or came up on YouTube and then went to private. But in it, we've heard a lot. We've seen announcements that they announced that the Google Play Store enabled, TV shows and movies and added music and stuff like that. That's all on the Google TV now. They've recently updated the Google TV Movies app. There have been little updates that have been happening here and there. But this is the first acknowledgement of a full-on version 3. And in that video, you actually saw some hint of voice activation. Mm-hmm. So you could just say...
Voice commands.
You can say, go to HBO or whatever, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And there's some rumblings and rumors that there might be some remote control kind of adjustments that they're making, which makes sense if they're factoring in voice commands.
Did you get the new update?
I haven't been home yet.
Oh, that's true.
I've been on the road so last week someone tweeted at me and they're like, oh, I got my Google TV update. I want to hear you talk about it on the show. I'm like, so would I. It's in my apartment in San Francisco and I'm in New York. So I haven't actually done anything with it yet. Mm-hmm. So when I get home tonight, I'm going to download it and maybe next week I can talk a little bit about it.
If you have it, yeah. I don't have it yet.
I
just remembered I was watching Mr. Felix Baumgartner on my YouTube app on the Google TV on Sunday jump, and I didn't see a notification for an update for Google TV. So maybe it's there. I don't know. It's Tuesday. It's been a week since we talked about it, and I still don't have it. But nobody cares about the Logitech anymore.
Sorry.
I'm
going to check it as soon as I get home tonight, and then if it is legit and if it's meaty, maybe next week I'll do a little bit about it.
Cool.
So now, about version 3, does voice commands on your Google TV, does that excite you? No.
You're not going to say play YouTube?
I don't know.
I mean, you know what? I'm still really bad at voice commands on my phone.
The thing about voice commands, this is voice commands in general, because I was in New York. When I'm in New York, I have a car, so I do a lot of driving, and I try not to text and do all the stuff while driving, so I try to use the voice commands. Mm-hmm. And what I want to get away from, and we've talked about this before, is the sociological or society need to hold the device really close and speak as if you're talking
to
someone
from
France.
More effective if I talk into it like this.
Call Eileen. I try to use voice commands with Google now and with other stuff when I'm in the car, and I just always feel goofy. I can't imagine sitting at home and just being, TV, turn on, and then also, and I watch my friends with the Xbox who do use the voice commands of the Xbox, and it's hysterical because it's just like Xbox, Netflix, Netflix, and they're getting more and more annoyed as it's not loading.
Totally.
So I don't know. I mean, I'll play with it, but it's not something that I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait for. I'm not, maybe the next generation.
Yeah, just a little cross promotional tease to one of the other shows here at TWiT is earlier today we did on the GizWiz a kind of hands-less toilet lid where when you approach it and step in front of it, the lid's supposed to open up and then you wave your hand over it and then the lid opens up and then when you walk away from it, it falls down. And you spent just that as an example, it can be directly correlated to this kind of thing. Yep. It's way quicker and easier to just reach over and close the lid. Yeah. Or lift the lid. It's the same thing for so many things in the phone. If it doesn't work 100% of the time, and you don't and if you do not have that confidence, you're never going to use it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so then it becomes just kind of a stupid, you know, looks good on paper
and,
feature.
And what I understand is with the voice commands, like in a TV scenario, I'm watching TV, people are talking. So, you know, so maybe, you know, so how is that, how are you not going to get cross interference, especially when,
especially when the
mic is closer to the speakers of my TV. So
if there's got to be some kind of command prompt,
and it brings the volume down, but I run my volume through my stereo, like, you know, so there's so many different kind of, you know, variables.
True.
You
know, so, I do that too.
Yeah, think about it. Think about it.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's using your phone as the receiver.
Or the remote.
But that's what I mean. Like, if you have a remote that has that, or your phone is your remote.
All I know is that I'd end up being like an episode 24. I'd be looking at the TV going, enhance, enhance, and then mad that nothing's happening. So that would
I don't know how up on voice commands for TV I really
I mean, I honestly, I think it's like Google Goggles and these sort of things. It's one of those things where I think, I know I will be, I don't know about you guys will be, but I will be the grumpy old man going, ah, I just want to press a button.
Yeah.
You know, and like.
It's quicker.
Yeah, and my nieces who are, you know, 9 and 6 years old, that's just what's going to be normal.
No, it's, at that point, it's, it's not going to be voice commands. It's going to be all like controlled in the mind. Yeah, it'll be like.
Well, you know, that said, keep in mind that we're supposed
to have... Jason just did a head bob for audio people who don't know.
Keep in mind that we're 3 years away from having flying cars and hoverboards, according to Back to the Future. So it's not... I question how fast the future development will go.
I agree. I'm kidding, partially.
Yeah, but I will definitely be the angry guy. Ah, my day, we use remote controls. We liked it.
I had a callus on my thumb from the remote control, and I liked it. All right, you got the email.
Yes, like, we did get an email from Freeman, who wrote in and said, I just listened to episode 80. I don't even know what episode number is this.
81.
You didn't listen
81.
To me?
Oh, it was last
81.
Week. Okay, I'm so out of it. I listened to episode 80, last week's episode, and you mentioned the removal of future upgrades on Photon 4G. Well, I followed the scene closely at XDA regarding the custom ROMs. The problem here is that installing ROMs that use a different kernel than the manufacturer's official ROM requires the bootloader to be unlocked. The problem with the current stage of unlocking the bootloader on the Photon 4G is that you can do it, but at the cost of 4G connectivity, meaning installing CyanogenMod 9, ICS, or CM10, Jelly Bean, will result in the loss of WiMAX. More or less, think of it as a Photon 3G. So it's actually more accurate to say there is no Photon 4G ICS or JB mod. So Motorola breaking the promise is not only affecting normal people and not everyone in the know, because that is not true. Everyone in the scene is affected too, as we will never have the update officially or unofficially.
Yeah.
Boom.
Wow.
Yeah, Thank you,
that's kind of a big bummer. What it kind of points to is what Motorola should have done, possibly should still do, but I highly doubt that they will, is in a situation like this where you know you're hosing a lot of people, just make the bootloader unlockable. You know, offer tools to allow people that really want to get in there and do this to kind of own their phone a little bit more than they do, because you promised them something that you're not going to give them.
Yeah.
So, you know, is that so, like, I understand that's probably, you know, going up against some carrier requirements as well. And there's probably a whole lot of reasons why that can't happen. Right. But it just, it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks for all those people to you know, buy with a promise and that promise not be delivered on. So thank you, Freeman, for writing in. This is the time in All About Android when we dance. No, this is the time when we... yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't warn you guys.
Dang it. I forgot my choreography today.
I'm dancing to the German industrial in my head.
Our first sponsor would probably be pretty stoked if we danced right now. And we want to thank our sponsor for today's episode, GoToMeeting. They're essential to the way we work. And sometimes, you know, you got to dance at work.
You got to dance during a meeting.
It's more important to dance than it is to get your butt out of your chair and drive into work and go to the meeting. So instead, why not use GoToMeeting.com? Because that actually allows you to plug into their service, HD Faces. It essentially allows you to connect to the meeting through your webcam. And it's hugely beneficial. And, you know, hey, no one sees below the table. So you could even go to a meeting in your, you know, in your skivvies.
I've done that.
I'm sure you have, yeah. Ron. I'm not surprised at all. We use GoToMeeting here at Twit all the time. I can't say that we use it in our skivvies, but we definitely use it when we can't all meet in the same place, and it's very useful. It's just really easy to connect everyone into one seamless online situation, and now we can kind of meet anywhere we are, so it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter that I live three blocks away from work. I'm gonna GoToMeeting into work instead. Sharing the screen gives you all the possibilities of just like sharing what you have on your screen if that makes it easier for everybody else that's part of the meeting to understand exactly what you want to get across. No matter where you are located, GoToMeeting actually allows you to share that screen and just make it easier for everybody to be on the same page, quite literally. And with that HD video conferencing, you can see everybody face-to-face. That kind of face-to-face communication is just incredibly important when it comes to things like this. You want to know how people are responding to what you're talking about. So we want you to try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days. Don't wait for the special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code AAA. And if you didn't know, that stands for All About Android. But it's AAA is the promo code. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing. And you might not believe this because this is a little out there. We're an Android show.
Oh.
But I have to imagine we have a lot of developers that develop for multiple platforms. Yeah. So this might be beneficial for you.
You should. I ranted about that on Twitter last night, actually.
There you go.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
GoToMeeting is having kind of a giveaway, I guess, with an iPad. This Week in Tech is doing this giveaway in collaboration. Tell us where you would meet from and why if you had the GoToMeeting app on your iPad, if you have an iPad. Share your story and you'll have a chance to win a free iPad signed by Leo, courtesy of GoToMeeting. Use the hashtag TwitFreeiPad to enter to win. That's #TwitFreeiPad, all one word, whatever you want to call it. Winner will be announced in the This Week in Tech podcast on October 21st.
Ooh, that's coming up.
This next Sunday. Yeah. Legal U.S. residents only for this contest. Rules and regulations can be found at inside.twit.tv. So just share your story. Where in the world would you meet from and why if you had the GoToMeeting app on your iPad that you don't have yet?
Work Android into your reason.
Throw it in there.
That might be a list of your Android and iOS development. Like I said last night on Twitter, it baffles my mind that any startup or any company that's doing mobile development isn't developing for both platforms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and you should be on iOS and Android. Get the biggest audience you can.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I'm responding to a specific app that I've had an eye on that came out for iOS only, and I'm just like, wow, you know, so I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
But,
They'll get there.
So,
eventually.
I have an iPad. I use it for development, I use it for testing and all that stuff. You know, I use the Android as well, too. So, and I use the GoToMeeting all the time.
There you go. Excellent. Don't forget to try GoToMeeting free today. Check it out. We thank Citrix and GoToMeeting for their support of the Twit Network as well. Is all about Android. It's awesome having you guys on board, so thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. GoToMeeting.
All right. Now, Chad, are you ready for round two of hardware?
Do we have a bell?
Ding, 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 ding. Flew in from the side.
Those of you watching the video could see that we just got a part two flying. Thanks to Chad, but no bell. No round two,
that's okay.
Unfortunately.
We had enough bell.
All right, yeah.
We had enough cowbell.
So stealing a little bit from Eileen's thunder of the Samsung beat, I wanted to tell everybody
I need to diversify hardware love.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But late last week, actually, Samsung announced a new, more mid-range version of the Galaxy S3, the Galaxy S3 Mini, which is launching. It's more a compact, more mid-range kind of phone. It's got a 4-inch Super AMOLED display with WVGA resolution. It's got a 1 gigahertz dual core processor, 1 gig of RAM, 5 megapixel rear camera, NFC, and Android 4.1 Jelly Bean. But unlike the Galaxy S3, the Mini doesn't include the 4G LTE. It's only a 3G-only device. But for that mid-range world, this could be a pretty handy phone. Nice little 4-incher phone.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're trying to grab, you know, a little bit of the iPhone market, realizing that there are people out there who think that the 3, which I have in my hand, is too big. And, hey, the bonus for that phone, and not like this one, is that it has Jelly Bean.
Right.
My goodness. That one
yeah,
has Jelly Bean in this one. I was
yeah,
upset. I was like, wait a minute, but this one, hello, no Jelly Bean yet. So, I mean, I'm not going to get it, but I'm more of a power user than that. But I do, I would get it if it was as powerful as this and the same size, but that's not what they're after.
Can I tell you a funny Galaxy S3 story that happened
to me? Yes, please.
When I was in New York, I was dining with a good friend of mine who's also an Android enthusiast.
Okay.
And had recently upgraded to the Samsung Galaxy S3. And I was like, pretty sexy phone. You dig it? And he's like, yeah, I totally like it. I'm like, so what do you think of all like the gestures and stuff like that? He's like, what do you mean? And so I showed him how you can take a screenshot by wiping it. And it literally blew his mind. Like, he was just like his jaw dropped. And he's just like, what is that? And then, and then I showed him the listing
like
of all. Yeah, well, I mean, we were at dinner. I mean, we're at a fancy restaurant in New York, so I couldn't really get into it. But I'm like, well, look, you've got some. So it's like the wonderful little Christmas surprises of the things that you think you're just using your phone, but it does so much more. So, that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yay!
I wish I'd gotten that in video because he literally, like, it
he
blew his mind.
Out. Yeah, yeah, like, no way.
Well, because since we're telling stories about the S3, I'll tell one real quick.
Okay,
I was
awesome.
Talking to my parents a few weeks ago.
I'm getting so excited.
And my dad forever has had a little flip phone, you know, a little flip phone, whatever. I guess he was, kind of getting, a little jealous of all his friends that were kind of moving over into the touchscreen phone world. So, and he... Apparently, he doesn't know that I do an Android show because he never talked to me about this once until this story. But
wait, you do a podcast?
I'm like, about he's telling
phones?
Me the story. I'm like, Dad, that's what I do at work. This right here.
Talk about
anyways,
it.
So he got this Android phone. It was a big touchscreen phone. I can't remember. The name started with an S. And I was like, are you Samsung? He's like, yeah, it was the Samsung. I was like, was it the Galaxy S3? He was like, yeah, that was it. I got it, and it's big and it does all these things and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wow, Dad, I'm like really impressed. You got one of the better Android phones out there. He's like, I couldn't figure out how to turn it on, so I took it back and got another flip phone. Like, I guess the lock screen was enough to turn him off. He's like, I guess a call was coming through, and he was like trying to answer the I'm
so
like,
you were
oh,
so,
Dad.
You flew too close to the sun. That's
oh, Dad, I'm sorry. Hey, you just needed to talk to me, Dad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I'm heartbroken.
Yeah,
is he
blowing up
the
walls.
Can you go back and change it
honestly,
again? Like, I made a mistake.
Knowing my dad, it's fine for him to be
really?
In the
one
flip
step
phone
forward,
world.
Two steps
it's
back.
Cool.
He took it.
He was brave to try,
exactly.
And I give him full credit.
And maybe he'll come back in now. Next time you go home, you show him, and then yeah, you get some more. Well, while we're telling stories,
I'm in shock right now. I have no story to tell.
Another friend of mine who is an iOS user was home and saw me tweet that we were doing the show. And so she tuned in and started watching it. And then she was like, I was fascinated because it was the episode where we were talking about what's the battery?
Battery reborn!
And she's like, so is battery life something that people are worry about? And I'm just like, this is someone who uses that works in advertising, but tech savvy, but totally iOS.
Uh-huh.
And so I was hanging out with her in New York, and she's like, "What is that battery app you guys were talking about?" So I showed it to her. She's like, "Why do you need to know the temperature?" And like was asking me all that. And I was like, these are valid questions. And I'm like, we're a little more involved than the average user.
I like to know my battery consumption and the hour and all of that. Okay, so let's move on to a different hardware manufacturer.
Apparently, we don't have much to say about the Mini
because we just went off. About
I mean,
the
really,
three.
There isn't a whole lot to say. But actually, my dad probably should get the Mini. That probably is the phone.
Still gonna have a lock screen.
Yeah,
and you're back at square one.
All I had to do was tell him to put his finger on the screen and go like this.
Yeah.
That would have done it. Yeah. But anyways.
Oh, but he couldn't call you.
That's true.
You see, there's
you wouldn't
the
have
problem.
Been able to figure that out. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, no problem. I am obsessed with the next thing that I'm going to talk about, and it is Asus and their launch or their announcement of the Padfone 2.
Padfone 2.
Can we go to this video, Chad? Because I am obsessed. If you scroll down. So, the phone that fits in the tablet, apparently now there's no dock.
It's the turducken of Android.
Right. So it's 4.7-inch, 720p.
Does it light up like that?
IPS display. I don't think so. It's just gonna.
That's just extra emphasis.
No. It's thin and light with 100. It's 135 grams. What is it?
It also doesn't float and fly around in the air.
It's ultra light. Quad core.
Are you telling me it doesn't float and fly in the air?
Yeah.
Scratch resistant. You can throw it anywhere. It's not. 4.7-inch HD display.
It's not a bad-looking phone.
It's not.
It's a nice
and they really
phone.
Tout, just like in their tablets, a super IPS screen so you can read anywhere in the bright daylight. 13-megapixel camera, 30% enhanced color and contrast.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's a beautiful picture. 30% enhanced color. 720p. Ultra-smooth recording. Looks like they have a really cool camera app with, you know, filters, for photos and all of that stuff. And then you put it into the 10.1 pad. So you've got two devices, one SIM, maximum savings, read, type, and scribble on the go. Now, who's going to buy this?
Hey, if it lights up when I slide the phone in the tablet, I will buy it in a second. Because even though Chad says it doesn't, I see no proof that it doesn't.
Look at that.
Oh my God, it's like manga.
Yeah.
It's like manga.
That's so cool.
So, I guess there's some web storage here. Now, the phone itself has 2140 milliamp battery, and then the tablet itself has 5,000 milliamp battery. So you've got essentially what they're saying, 36 hours of charge time.
Can you go back to the video?
What happened to the pen? Yeah, they had the pen. Remember in the original announcement, there was a pen that when you put the phone in the pad or in the tablet, then if somebody called you, use the pen to make the phone. Remember that? That's gone now. Well, I'm kind of sad.
Does that look kind of familiar?
What? Yeah.
Oh,
it does.
You mean the font?
Yeah. There's something a little
familiar
about that.
We're talking about if you look at the video for the Asus Pad phone, there's some font that they use that is quite similar to a company in Cupertino that uses the same font. And
It's really scarily similar. I mean,
is it just the fact that it has pad in the name?
Well, that could be. The letters could be. Yeah, I'm sure they would point out that the kerning is different or something like that. But
it's very
similar. Hey, man, that looks cool. Similar. I mean, I'm not as worried about the loss of the pen. I'm okay with the loss of the pen.
I love the gimmick, though. Oh, it's great.
The whole thing is a gimmick, though. And I think that's
I love the whole gimmick.
Why is it a gimmick? I can power a tablet with the phone. That's so cool. If I can do Skype.
It's a very narrow niche that they're obviously trying to target here. I'm not saying that to say that it's a bad idea
device. That phone into the tablet. Slide me in.
I think it's great that they're trying new things. And I love that Asus is kind of pushing the boundaries with this kind of weird form factor that you just haven't seen anywhere else. It's not going to be widespread adopted.
It's called innovation.
Innovation.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I doubt everyone's, it's going to be the whole, but you're going to tell me that the idea of sliding the phone in and having it power the tablet, like, that's pretty cool. I mean,
just a couple of price points in Europe.
That was my next question.
Yeah, 32 gig pad phone will sell for €799. So convert that in your country. And the 64 gig model will sell for €899.
So what is that in American?
It's close.
Euro to dollar.
We're looking that up.
1,176 US dollars.
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
€899.
Oh, wait, but you get both. You get the tablet and the phone.
Doesn't matter, I'm out. $1,000?
Well, maybe there's a subsidy.
Well, pretty much $1,200. So.
Screw it, I'm out. $399, I'm in. $1,000, I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, you're paying for that innovation.
Would you pay for it if that stylus headset was a part of the whole deal?
Oh,
totally
that,
worth
that,
it.
Yeah, totally.
If only that was there, then you would have paid for it, see?
I'm out.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
I'm obsessed with it, but you're right.
They can make it light up when it slides in, then that's gold. It's printing
that's
money at that
version
point.
Version 3 if they make
come
it.
Come on. I'm telling you, Asus, listen to me. I know what I'm talking about here.
All right.
I don't know why I threw these in. I just thought it was kind of cool. I saw two days in a row, I saw little postings about Android gaming controllers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've talked about the Game Clip in the past.
On Live has one, too. They're gone. Never mind. Aren't they gone?
Yeah.
Thank you. Never mind. They had one.
Weird. Yeah,
they had
they're
one.
Coming back.
All right.
Though.
Anyway.
But anyway, so I saw a couple, and I just thought I'd mention them really quick. The Game Clip was great. There's also this Moga Bluetooth controller that CNET kind of did a write up on. It was at the MobileCon last week, and it's actually instead of using your PlayStation 3 controller and you know kind of using the you know using some kung fu to get it to work with your device. It's just like a straight up Bluetooth controller that connects with a variable size backing, so you can, you know, fit a number of different size devices in there. They're showing it off with the Note. I think that might even be the Note 2. I can't remember. But just kind of a cool way to allow you to game with an actual controller. A little expensive. I think this was $49.99. Was it? Yeah, that's the Moga controller. $49.99. So a little expensive on that front. But if you're looking, it certainly looks interesting. And then and I'm not sure if this is necessarily new, but I just love it for its styling. The iCade 8-bit game controller.
Yeah, that's so
cool. Anything 8-bit and you get us.
I know, right?
You got, I'm right there with
exactly.
you.
Oh,
like, look at that.
I can only imagine.
I like it.
I can only imagine playing, you know, your emulated games with this controller and just feeling right
but
at home.
It
might operate like crap, but it looks good.
Yeah.
So. I'm sure it operates well. I'm sure it wouldn't put out a crap product looking like that.
I hope so. Yeah. But yeah, I guess iCade is kind of...
Yeah.
They put out some
cool
stuff.
Yeah, they put out some really
cool stuff. They put out the iPad... Mm-hmm.
That thing. Yeah,
game
that thing is
box
awesome.
Or whatever that you mount it into, and it's like a virtual arcade box. So anyways, if you're in the shopping around for game controllers for your Android devices, check these out. I thought they were kind of cool.
Pew.
All right. Email.
This is from La Rosa Johnson. La Rosa Johnson. Sorry, I give you a little. Okay. Hey, Triple A team. I wasn't sure if you knew about this or not, but you can filter the reviews in the Google Play Store. If you select read all user reviews, maybe we should try this, Chad. It will list all reviews with filters for the app version as well as filtering by the devices you own. You can then sort these results by helpfulness, rating, or newness. This is really helpful to see what people are saying about how an app works on your specific device. I use this often before downloading an app for my Nexus 7. I really enjoy the show. Keep up the great work, and thank you for
thanks for correcting us.
I feel like that's a new development. I know they,
is it new?
They've been
it's
doing
relative.
A lot of
should
work
we look
in Google
at
Play,
that?
And I saw
yeah,
some... I
yeah,
saw
so,
some,
so run me through. Go down to
okay,
reviews.
Go down, yeah, so you can filter
read
them.
Read all user reviews.
Read all user reviews.
So there, so all versions under the bar graph.
Yeah.
All
there
versions,
the
latest version, all the devices.
And it syncs up to whatever devices you have installed. So this is exactly what we were saying they should totally do last week. And in fact,
it's
they actually
fairly
do.
Certain that this is fairly new.
Yeah, so, it is not. Yes, it is.
And I'm fairly certain I can say fairly a lot in one
Where's
sentence.
Helpful? Okay. Oh, rating helpfulness new.
Well, how do you rate helpful? Oh, no, people say, was this helpful to you? Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, by the thumbs up, right?
Yeah, right.
Very cool. They're doing some cool improvements
to
the Play Store.
They're doing little incremental in the Google way, little iterations on the Google Play Store to make it a little better every time you go look at it.
So in fact, I'm changing the order of stuff to put mine at the top of the app section because it totally dives into this.
Oh,
so,
all right, let's do it.
Then let's do that.
Look at someone manipulating the rundown.
I was like, ooh, I just watched that. Okay.
Let's jump into apps. So speaking of Google Play, so first of all, Google released a kind of a revised developer console that was getting a lot of coverage over the weekend. Developers would be pretty stoked to see some of the changes. Just got a nice new interface, universal search integrated in. Supposedly works really well. I'm not a developer, so I can't test any of this on my own. So I'm just going by what I was reading through the Google post.
No!
Sorry,
my fault.
I need to psych up first.
Sorry, I've got to go to the arena. That's the rule.
It's arena time, everyone.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Now the adrenaline's pumping.
Woo. We should totally change the show where we don't know when the arena's going to start. And sometimes it just, you go right into the arena and then we got to drop everything and fight.
Drop everything. Emergency.
I think Chad stumbled onto something.
Yeah.
I like it.
He's just
going
to tell us when to do it.
The arena starts.
Now we got to remember what we left off.
Now everything else in this.
It doesn't really matter anymore,
really
does
boring.
It?
Track user ratings over time. Snore. Improves publishing workflow. You know, support for more languages.
No, I'm just kidding.
Whatever. It's all good. Don't be swayed by the awesome music of the arena. Also, just a quick mention: the Play Store is getting some updates. Android Police is really good at getting like APK leaks and picking them apart, or you know, system dumps and taking a look at them and seeing for clues. And they tore down the latest version of the Play Store APK and find a lot of references to a built-in malware scanner, wish list, a few things that might be coming to the app hopefully very soon. I think there were also some hints at different users. And we've talked in the past about there possibly being multiple user support in future versions of Android. So that might be lending a little bit more credibility to that. But anyways, new Play Store update did push out, bringing with it some things like expandable notifications and the often recommended or requested removing entries from your All Apps tab. So if you install a ton of apps just to check them out and then you uninstall them, now they're suddenly filling your list.
Yeah.
And that's the case in my case. You can finally remove those. So very cool.
Cool.
There we go.
So speaking of Android Police, they also had the exclusive a couple of days ago, some news that we teased earlier in our previous block, in the hardware block.
There we go, yes.
About some exciting new updates to Gmail. Gmail version 4.2 for Android will finally have pinch to zoom,
which
was the most requested feature. It had like over 1,600 things in the bug
tracker
thing.
Annoying. I'm sorry, but
and
I want
it's
so
also going to have a swipe away, delete, and archive capability.
That's great, because I do that I accidentally, like without thinking. I'm like, oh, I'm done with that. And I swipe it. I'm like, why do I do that? It's never done that. But.
So Android Police had video of it, of both the pinch to zoom and the swipe away, archive, and delete. Look at that.
Ooh,
oh, it's gone.
Yeah,
like
want it.
Yep. So,
all of that I want. Good.
Yeah, so actually Android Police has a link where you can download the APK.
Had.
Is it gone?
Google actually requested that they remove it, which they complied with. So,
it's coming out soon.
So it was, I'm sure, you know, enough people... Yes,
yay,
it's out there somewhere.
Look at
that.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Want.
So, I'm sure if you really wanted to, you could find it, but it's not part of this article.
Right, but it'll be out sooner or later. So,
yep.
But yeah, so very exciting for you Gmail users out
there. Yeah, that's a pretty big update.
All right. Another update to the Google Plus app. Now you can have pages support on your mobile app.
Oh, which be handy.
Well, for AAA, our page.
No, I know, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
He's never going to
play
the
game, Ron.
I'm a little disappointed in Google Plus. I'm a little.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, because it hasn't. I mean, it's while this, our community with Android has been fantastic, of course, the adoption and the use of other communities has been disappointing. I mean, as someone who runs a content website not about technology, you know, admittedly, we haven't put a lot of effort into it because there's not a lot of people there asking for it. So, but still, it's cool.
It's very interesting because that's exactly what I see Google Plus. That's the only reason I really use it is for
Android
stuff. Mm-hmm. And the community, the Android community, is so involved with it.
Yep.
And you know, there's a ton of people there all getting it. They understand why Google Plus is cool.
But if you post something that's non-Android,
not being fulfilled though.
Yeah. If you post something that isn't an amazing Trey Ratcliffe photo or amazing photo period, or if maybe it's, I don't know, Facebook-y or iOS-y or something else other than Android, I don't get as many... you know, if I post like a TV show sometimes, you know, nobody really cares. But whenever I post anything about Android, it's like, wow, everybody's reading. And I love the comments, you know, just sort of the interaction. And then sometimes it takes a life of its own and two people kind of start debating and that kind of thing. But that's what I've seen, at least from my experience.
Yeah, exactly. They preface this with a big asterisk that says this is our own experience. Because
world,
I'm sure there are plenty of people. Actually, Guy from Trinidad is in the chat room right now, you know, kind of has the counter argument on this, which is that if you put in the effort, you can kind of make it what you want it to become. I think that the bigger problem with it, and this isn't necessarily Android specific related, but we're talking about it. So the bigger problem is that if you want it to be a big community, you need a large number of the other people that aren't just in technology there as well, actually participating in it. And it's really hard to get those people to move over. They've tried it or they looked at it and they're stuck in the Facebook world. And so as a result, I'm using Facebook for my personal stuff. I have to. That's where the majority of those people are. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. One more new app that is now not available right now for you, but I did get over the weekend. Echophone for Android. Echophone is a Twitter app that has been an iOS app for a long time. I haven't actually used it in a long time on iOS, but I did in the past, and I remember it being one of the top ones. It would be one of the top five in the iOS world. So the beta is out for Echophone, but they have reached their limit. So they say on their Twitter feed, they're at Echophone Beta, if you want to kind of follow them for now. So they say, please stay tuned for the upcoming beta re-release, I guess. So I could show you what it looks like, essentially. It's got the Holo theme here. And there's an ad at the top. It's the free. Yeah, well, it's the beta. It's the free version. My phone's a little slow. Sorry, I'm not on Wi-Fi. Okay, so essentially I have the dark theme.
and you just kind of scroll up and down here. I go to my at replies by swiping to the left. I go to DMs, people I subscribe to. You just keep swiping to the left for more things, and then you got your profile here. There's not too much to it in terms of settings. The notifications I see that, and again, this is beta. There's not much going on here. I thankfully, this is it. Notifications, alternate color. That's all I got. And thank God that the notifications are just very small in terms of what they are putting up on my notification screen. It's just who's following me, maybe in an at reply. So if someone follows me new, I see it now in my notifications. I don't know how I can turn that off right now. I mean, again, this is beta. Mm-hmm. It's very new. I'm sure they're going to, you know, change it up. Really, there's only light and dark themes on here. There's some font sizes that you could change to. Wow, do people really want 22? Oh, no, I don't. 22 font on their
well,
Twitter?
Well, some people can't
I usually ramp up the size, actually.
Do you really?
On my Twitter.
Like the 48 point?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not happy unless there are only three letters on my screen.
Yeah, I
want to
see 72 point letters. That's really, you know, one letter at a time.
What I do like, though, when I see my, I do see sometimes I get at replied up here. This is something from you, Ron.
Cool.
Yeah. So you could see I could either retweet that tweet, or I could reply from the notification pane, which is pretty cool.
Actions
I like that.
In the notification pane, very cool.
Yeah,
and that's like the first Twitter app taking advantage of that new functionality.
Yep. Well, Plume does.
Oh,
Plume has
Plume?
For
that I've seen. There you go.
Yeah, right. Yeah. For a few weeks now, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's kind of nice. Yeah. And then
it's
you
nice
can just pull down to refresh, or there's actually a little jump to top here, and you can have multiple accounts, which is very key to me.
Yeah,
so
that's a big one.
I think the potential is there. I think it's a decent app. I would pay to get rid of the app or to get rid of the ad at the top because it's kind of bugging me. But like I said, they have hit their limit. You know how Twitter has their limits now. I got this over the weekend.
Crazy.
Thank you to Marlon Thompson.
In beta.
Like, I know.
With an app that isn't even released yet.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I know, and that's sad.
There's something weird about that.
Oh, really? Okay, so Jan is telling me he hit ad account and nothing happened. Okay, well, maybe that's still a beta bug. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they're going to... Oh, yeah, not implemented yet, but it's coming. I mean, it's beta.
They're about to really extend their development. PC Guy in the chat room actually posted a link to a story posted today saying that NAN Studios, I think it's NAN, that creates Echo Phone, is shuttering all of their desktop Twitter clients to focus on mobile.
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
Everything that you see there is about to, I hope, improve as a result
too.
Of that. Possibly
so
rapidly.
I'm going to keep using it. I like it so far. I would, hey, Echo Phone, I'll pay how much? $1.99, $2.99. Get rid of that top
I'll tell
ad.
You, that's, if anybody wants Eileen's money, do a Twitter app.
Yeah.
I'll tell
because
you, that's just pure gold.
It,
listen,
yeah.
listen, there's this lady in the Bay Area. She'll pay top dollar for a Twitter app. I think we should do that.
Me.
And really, it only has to be a good Twitter app for
really,
a few months.
Just for a couple of days.
Yeah, for a couple of days.
Do something different. Make it look different. She'll totally pay up to $3.99.
Yeah, really? That's it. Yeah. Although I did pay $4.99 for what with that one app, and then I don't use it anymore.
Well,
Slice.
See, $15 for
Slice.
Or whatever.
Was that the $4.99?
Slice, yeah.
Was it Slice? No. Slices.
Slices.
That's what it was. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
It just got too complicated. I understand what it was doing, and I was like, oh, no, too much.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I played around with that app, too. No, seriously.
But he had the sense not to buy it. I was like, oh, I'll just buy it. I like it.
Yeah, I do that as well, though.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'll be like, oh, this is cool. I'm just going to buy it. It's only a couple of bucks, and then I never use it again after the next few times. You may remember Alan Tsai. He was with Ekata Systems with Tapestry. It was an app that I featured in the arena. And he sent in an email. He says, since Tapestry had its coming out party on All About Android a few months ago, we've received some tremendous feedback from users about our app, many of which came from the astute Android connoisseurs that hail from your show. One of the biggest themes that resonated through the comments was, this is so cool. I wish more devices supported your app. We heard that message loud and clear. And today we're announcing Tapestry 2.0, which allows users who have Gingerbread and above to participate in the photo sharing show and tell. So instead of using Wi-Fi Direct, which is what was required and a part of Jelly Bean, which is available only in Jelly Bean, we optimized and experience to run over WAN/LAN. So that's 3G, 4G, Wi-Fi access points while still maintaining the same user experience and feature set. If you want to try it out before, but you couldn't because you didn't have Jelly Bean, go to Google Play, search for Tapestry, or you can go to their website, which is tapestry-app.com, to get more information. Hope you enjoy the app. Thank you for writing in, Alan. That's awesome, because that was definitely, you know, the app had a lot of traction in the arena, but not everybody has Jelly Bean, and it's cool, but it was limited, and now obviously it's not. So that's very cool. Way to listen to your potential users. That's awesome. Check it out. All right, let's take a quick moment before we do dive into the arena. Unless you're going to, like, arena me during this ad read, which is okay. That would be fun. To thank our other sponsor of today's show, Ford, at Ford.com/technology. Ford is featuring Sync's versatile entertainment features. This is the perfect show to do it, such as browsing. Things like browsing your music collection. You can do that by genre, album, artist, playlist, or song title, all by using voice commands. Sync has a very tried, tested, and true delivery of the voice command feature, and they integrate it thoroughly throughout their system. Playlists, things like allowing your voice to control your media player. It'll even play a list of music you're in the mood for with the play similar music voice command. You can listen to your entertainment on most any device. Voice control music, no matter how it's stored. If it's on your smartphone, you can do that through Bluetooth streaming from your USB drive, MP3 player. Sky's the limit. It also has iTunes tagging. You don't have to worry about remembering the name of that song you just heard. You can use iTunes tagging. Available Sync with My Ford Touch and HD radio technology with iTunes tagging lets you tag a song you like and then transfer that into your iPod and purchase the song directly from the iTunes store at a later time. Best of all, Ford offers Sync on every 2012 and 2013 Ford vehicle sold in the USA, including the 2012 Ford Focus. You can learn more about all of this and other technologies Ford is bringing to its vehicles if you go to Ford.com/technology. Again, that's Ford.com/technology. Check out what Sync is like inside of current Fords. We thank them so much for their support of All About Android.
I will say voice command in the car totally makes sense. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, I want to say play...
Yeah,
music.
No. I mean, and I've been using my phone to send text.
It's kind of
like
different, though. No,
it is
agree.
Different.
Because, there's something different about it, because I do use voice commands in the car, and that makes sense to me, because I absolutely can't use my hands.
Exactly.
It's not an option.
Exactly.
At home, it's just as easy for me to pick up the remote and go, you know.
I just wanted to clear the air there. I'm pro voice.
You started talking about voice recognition, voice technology, and Ron and I looked at us like, oh, crap.
I was like, oh, God, what did I say? thank you, Ford. Appreciate it. All right, now it's time to jump into the arena.
To enter, one lives. Android Arena.
I'd like to revisit the idea of the spontaneous arena. It would be kind of like Mystery Science Theater when, like, remember, he wouldn't know when the movie was going to start and they get sucked in. I like it. I'm just saying. The more I think about it, I think it's good.
All right.
Time. Always be ready.
I guess we're jumping into the arena right now, folks. Oh, man.
It's arena time. All right.
No, wait a minute. But we can't have it any earlier, because for many people, the arena is their favorite part of the show. So if we move it earlier,
that's a very good point.
They're not going to hear the end of the show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the rest of the show is not nearly as good as the arena.
I take umbrage to that comment. I disagree.
I'm joking.
All right.
So last week's episode, we had Brady Forrest, and he kind of...
Did he bring it?
Yeah, he brought it.
He brought it.
He brought it with a tuma.
He brought it to an app
with a tuma.
I almost was going to use this week, and I'm like, let me check to see what they did last week. I was like, ah, Brady.
Yeah.
And he won.
You would have won.
Very close to
dumpster. I do believe there's a bias to the guest. I think we've seen enough.
What?
I think there's a bias to the guest.
The guests are just bringing it now.
The guest always wins, though.
No, I think they're just bringing it.
Yeah. The reason I think you feel that way is because the guest comes from outside. They haven't had arenas to go through, so their apps are always way fresher than you guys who have needed to cover
them. We're trying too hard. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they just come up with these apps that they've used forever.
Right.
That's a really good point.
I also think that we carry some baggage, and that there's, you know, like, to see somebody new with a new kind of perspective, I think the audience is into that. Yeah. There you go. I would like techies to go analyze to see, did every guest win when they were on?
No.
No?
Okay. I know for a fact.
You know that for a fact?
Yes. No, I know for a fact.
What is the percentage?
I don't know. Lately, it's been high. Lately, they've been winning more.
Yeah.
They're winning a lot.
I think we're
nine.
Losing our touch.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of
Do we not have our finger on the pulse?
What episode number is this? We've done
81,
a lot of these arenas.
81.
A lot of these arenas.
So, yes, I think that
we've
that's part
done
of the problem.
A lot of arenas.
There's only so many unique low wake-up calls that I can come up with, people. Come on.
Burke says it's because you're not winning. That's why.
Thank you, Burke.
All right. So,
anyways, the Tuma won with 47% of the vote. Dumpsters second with 37%, and third place was Pocket Planes, although a healthy almost 100 votes.
Yeah, that was... Anyway, it's hard. That game I love. It's very hard to understand initially. And then once you really get into it, then you're like, oh, wow, this can get very addictive. Anyway, I guess I'm first. So I have a game. Surprise. As I was thinking about Echophone, and then I thought, you know what? No. It's not available anymore. It's way in beta. Thank God I didn't do it because there's a lot of beta stuff that we figured out.
Yeah.
Still needs to be kind of tweaked.
Upon.
Yeah. But I do have a game which a lot of people seem to really like. It's called Flow Free. And I'll show you how it works. Basically, it's a puzzle game. And I'll show you as soon as it loads. Maybe it'll never load and then I won't be able to show you. Okay. So you've got a few options here. I'm just going to do free play, and I'll show you the reg. There's many. Look at 150 times four. There's many puzzles, and they get harder and harder as you go by. Essentially, what you need to do, and I'm going to go to a lower a pack here. Once you start, the object of the game is to connect the dots, and you have to fill the entire board. So you have to strategize. Now, if I'm going to connect green, I think what I'm going to do is go along the board this... Ooh, I don't know now. Actually, maybe I just do this. And to get to blue... Oh, no, that's not right.
Help me here. I like your game commentary.
Okay. So,
I do enjoy this.
So you have to clear... Essentially, you have to have the whole board clear. Okay, so I'm going to go to yellow. Maybe that will work. And red to red here. Oh, I see. And then green. Yes, this is the way to do it. And then blue. So I covered the board. I connected all the pipes, and now I can move on to the next level. I cleared the first level already. So it's very colorful, and I guess kids really like this game. So I'm going to go somewhere hard because, you could see how difficult it gets. Now there's more squares. Oh, my God. I saw this earlier, and I thought, I don't know how to do this. So,
oh, man.
All right. So yellow, I think, is this, right? And then green.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, right? So this is – I'm not even –
You got to go outside with the red.
Yeah, I got to go out this way, right?
Just get that out of the way.
People listening to audio are like,
just connect the orange.
And the blue line extended to the left and then down.
And
it turned right. I don't know how
you narrate
this one.
Right?
Now you got it.
You might have this one.
I think I got it. No?
Yeah,
I know you do.
Yep.
I think I do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You got this one.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Look at that.
Good job.
So it's, if you like puzzle games, there's obviously many levels here, which are fun. And the game is completely free. I haven't even done, let's see here. That's the regular pack. There's time trials, so you've got times. It's a very simple game, just a few sounds. And that's about it. It's a really cool sort of, if you're just,
That's a commuting game.
It is a commuting game, isn't it?
Totally. Those are my favorite kind of games. Games I can play on the commute.
Yeah, so, so do I want to exit? Yeah. That's Flow Free, and it's available right now. 600 puzzles.
600? Wow. It's the I hear it's the number one hit app.
Apparently it is. That's why I downloaded it, and I thought, wow. And then it totally got, I got sucked in as well. I'm like, really? Is this the number one hit app? I'm going to try this. And I got sucked in. I really did. So Flow Free available.
Like all the kids are talking about the number one hit app, Flow Free.
I didn't know about it until today.
It's Instagram and Flow Free.
Who doesn't love puzzles? Race Against. I haven't done the timed ones.
Oh,
this
looks like
out.
It's fun for all ages.
It is fun for all. Oh, look at dun. It has. Right.
I just want to know how are they determining the number one hit app?
I don't know.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very
I like
nice
it.
Sort of.
I like the vibe. I like the energy they're bringing.
I know.
Yeah, it's good.
This is great. Big Duck Games, Flow Free. Download it today.
And Flow Free is free.
Yes. So, I had to check. I was like, is there a paid version? No, I don't think so. It's free.
Excellent.
All right.
All right, Ron.
Cool. So my app kind of falls within the realm of launcher apps, although it's not really a launcher app. For those of you who use Macs and Macintosh computers, I'm sure Windows has these as well, so is Linux. But I've been on a Mac for years, and there was an app called Quicksilver that I used, and now I use an app called Alfred, which is awesome, which basically allows you to, with a quick keystroke, search for either an application or for a website or for basically, it's not a search, but it's rather, it takes an index of all the stuff on your computer and allows you to get the things very quickly. The app I'm looking at today is called Conjure, and it's $1.99, and it basically is like Quicksilver or Alfred, but for your phone or your tablet. So basically what I've got, so it's not technically a launcher because it doesn't take over your home screen. It doesn't take over your launcher capabilities. It just augments it and actually makes it easier to get the things that sometimes can be a pain to get to. So for example, so I've got it here on my tablet, and there's a couple of different ways to get into the app itself. You can either just, there we go. And you can zoom in a little if you want. You can either just tap on the app icon itself, and it will load up a full screen view. And I should probably adjust my brightness, shouldn't I? There we go. That's a little better. And basically what it does is it keeps a history of what you searched for, and then you just type in what you're looking for. So, for example, if I'm looking for volume, I just type VOL, and it will pull down. I don't want to see that, actually. Somebody's phone number.
Ah!
Sorry. But
get it!
Thank you. There you go. You can cut back. So what it does is, as opposed to actually sending me to the volume controls, it actually gives me my media volume, notification volume, alarm volume, ringtone volume, and I can just adjust it all from here. So that's pretty handy. Additionally, you can conjure up straight apps. So I can type in CHR and it'll give me Chrome. It also goes to your phone book, so to make dialing for people really easily. So just be aware. And it's just a quick way to get to either apps or data. What's interesting is that there's also there's a whole bunch of different commands that you can trigger from Conjure. So you can trigger, you can type in airplane, you can turn on airplane mode, Bluetooth. You can just type go to and then start typing in a website, and it will just launch the browser and go to the website. You can control rotating. You can control. You can say speak and type in the text, and it will speak the text that you're typing in. Control volume. Control Wi-Fi. Very handy. But then also what it does is it gives you this little. It can put something up in the notification bar, so you just pull down notification and hit Conjure, and it'll just open up the app. And so I can just go to settings, and it'll go settings. And there I've launched settings. Here, if I want to control Wi-Fi, I just type in Wi-Fi. And it just gives me a little button here. And I can turn on or off Wi-Fi, which is pretty cool. In addition, it's got two widgets. One widget, the smaller widget, really makes no sense at all. It doesn't allow you to actually do anything. All it does is launch Conjure. So it's really no different than the icon, and unless you just want a larger thing. But the larger widget actually gives you the last three things you've launched. So if there are apps that you tend to use more often, it's a great place to just go to and you know, the ones that you've recently searched for or something that you're looking for that you have searched for in the past. And I get a soundtrack to mine.
It's time for our show.
Yeah. But see, I can type in, is it time for AA? Oh, no. I don't want to show Ian's phone. Is it time for AA? So there you go. So Conjure is just a way to quickly launch apps, quickly get to information, quickly get to settings, quickly get to various controls of your device, and minimizing the number of steps it takes to do it. So it's kind of like a launcher enhancer. It's kind of sits on top of your launcher. So yeah, so that's Conjure. It's $1.99, and it helps you know, use your phone or tablet even faster.
So, yeah. That's very cool. Yeah, it's a different type of launcher.
It's a different type. It's not, but it's not a launcher.
But it's not a launcher. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
What's interesting, I mean, the Quicksilver Alfred example is more apt in that it sits on top of the launcher, sits on top of the OS, and just allows you to get to things much quicker.
Yeah. You almost feel like these are things that the built-in search should do.
Yeah, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It almost replaces that search function.
Oh, they're going to come up with that. And then, there's an update.
Yep.
All right. So my app is, okay, I realized earlier we were talking about an app that was once only Jelly Bean. And then, you know, now it's open and great. Well, this is another one that's only Jelly Bean. But hopefully you'll kind of like it.
I downloaded this over the weekend and then I didn't have time to play with it. So I'm very interested in you showing me how it works.
Showing other stuff. So it's called Notif, or Notif, but I think it's probably Notif. And essentially what it is it taps into Jelly Bean's expanded notification capabilities. So what it allows you to do, if you just take a look at my notifications right now.
One of my favorite parts of Jelly Bean is the notifications.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's a very handy thing. What it allows you to do is drop anything that you want, really, up in the notifications area, and it can be kind of handy. You can really, you know, use it however you want. I think that's kind of the point here. Is, you know, they're not telling you what it's useful for. They're just giving you the ability to do it, and then you can kind of figure out what you might want to do. So this is an example of me just, you know, throwing a picture in there. It's not very useful right now because it doesn't show it to you necessarily, but there we go. But that's, you know, that can be expanded and for whatever reason you might want to put an image in there, you can. But I think probably the most, and then this is just a plain text kind of ability to put something there. But this right here is a list. So if I drag that down, you can see it's an expanded notification. And this is a list. So what do I have to do today? All about Android. Okay, I'm doing that. And after that, dinner. And then sleep. Okay, I don't want to forget any of this, so I'm putting it in my notifications. So this is just a way for you to kind of throw this information into your notification pane so that it's always there.
That's cool.
You can do things, so I'll go ahead and launch the app itself. This is the kind of way that you assign these things. I will say, in my experience with this over the last few days, it definitely feels beta. It feels kind of early. It does a lot of cool things, but it's missing... It's missing a little bit of polish. It's missing edit capabilities. So when you create a notification like a list or whatever, if I want to go in there and remove an item from the list, it's not necessarily capable of that yet. I have to imagine they're building this in because just looking through the comments on the Play Store, that seems to be one of the biggest things is allow me to edit notifications. But anyways, I'll just show you how you create it real quick just to give you a sense of it. There's, you know, the default big text, adding a picture or the list. So if I do a list, talk, you know, this is my talk list. And what do I have to talk about? We have to finish arena and, you know, plug at the end and then say bye. Okay, so I've created kind of a list here in this example. You can add all those, you know, items, create a summary of it that kind of shows below it if you really want to get kind of... you know, kind of even further in there. But if it's for you, maybe you don't need to. Ongoing notification, that is essentially makes it so that you can't get rid of it, essentially. You can't escape it from the list without going into this app and doing it. So then it's ever-present, right? So I'll go ahead and add it. It's been created. Now it's up there. There it is. And if I try and get rid of it, it won't go anywhere. So then it's a true to-do list, right? It's always there in my notification. Every time I pull down my notification shade, it tells me that I still need to finish the arena because we're still doing the arena. Actually, this has been a pretty fast arena, but anyways, so it's just kind of a cool, it promises some pretty cool things. I do think that they need to kind of work on it a little bit. This is the button that you do if you want to remove all of your notifications, and now, boom, they're all gone. And then I would have to create them again. But anyways, just kind of a cool way to use your notification pull down in a different way. Normally, you know, if you've had Jelly Bean for a little while, and actually if you've had Ice Cream Sandwich or any version of Android, those notifications are just kind of attached to an app and you don't have use of them. You just have, you know, reaction to them. And this allows you to use it.
Okay, cool. Well, I like the icons on here. So when your
icons are cool.
When you do your text or whatever, you can give it an icon. So I gave, you know, TVD is The Vampire Diaries. So I said, all right, just don't watch TVD. And then, okay, now what happens? Is that it?
What's TVD?
The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, I was like, TV. I think it's some special TV that I didn't know about.
Then I gave it the TV slot, right? I gave it that. And then is that all I do? And then I just...
And then you hit that plus.
That's where
the UI is a little weird. It's like you have to know that that plus is what actually puts it up there.
But why didn't it show up? Oh, did I need to put that in?
Yeah, you didn't put any...
See, I'm learning.
And that's what I'm talking about. There's weird little things. Versus yeah, defaults? If you fill out all those fields, I'm not really quite sure which associates to what, but if you go up there.
Up here, uh-huh.
And then expand that. Can you expand that?
No.
Oh, two finger down on it.
Oh.
Remember?
No.
Oh. No, I guess not. Okay.
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah, wait, I see it. Why? Yep.
Hover over it. Yeah, there you go. So you filled out a field that.
There we go. Now it's there. That's weird. Why did it do that? Okay, you know.
It's a little buggy. Like, and that was kind of one of my complaints with it is that, I fill out each of the fields and they explain it, but it still doesn't make perfect sense. So they need to work out kind of their phrasing on what each of these things is doing and how it appears for you.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're only going to know it if you continue to use it and then eventually kind of build up a knowledge around it. And a lot of people aren't going to give it that kind of time. But it's cool in what it promises.
Yeah.
And I certainly appreciate that it's something that I hadn't seen before.
Yeah, and I'm sure it'll just evolve.
Yeah, I hope so. It's starting off pretty strong. It was getting a little bit of coverage over the weekend, so it's good to see that. So that is it for this week's arena. We have Flow Free, Conjure, and Notif. You can vote for this week's arena, your favorite pick of the apps that we've discussed, at aaapoll.com/81. AAAPoll.com/81. And you can find out how other people are voting too. Early results are in. Free Flow.
I think Free Flow. Lead. I think
Free Flow. It looks like Notif and Free Flow are kind of battling it out. Conjure's coming from behind. And Free Flow's coming out ahead.
Run away with it.
Yeah.
It's a fun puzzle game, right?
It's a good commute game.
Puzzle
right.
games.
Good.
Yeah. You can almost never go wrong with puzzle games.
Maybe their moniker was right. The number one.
The
what
number
are the,
one.
The number one.
Number one. Number one.
I was like, whoa, how
I'm
come I don't
glad,
know about
I'm just
this?
Glad that I made it through the show. Nothing really rocked the boat. We didn't really have anything urgent we needed to do.
Yeah, there was no breaking news.
There was no breaking news.
Oh, wait a minute. We've got breaking news. Oh, no. Let's see here. This is important stuff, folks. Thank you to the guy from Trinidad in the chat room for posting a link to the Android Police. The Google Play Store now allows you to buy Play Store credit directly from the web.
Wow.
Whoa.
That is...
Oh.
Yeah. Stop everything.
Game everything.
Changer. Changing the game.
Yes. Play Store credit can be purchased. That's
cool.
Great. Excellent.
Breaking there news.
Thank
it
you.
Is breaking.
Something
I'll be honest, needed
my heart, to... My heart was going a little fast.
We were a little worried we weren't going to be able to have that, but thank
I'm really
you.
Happy we fit that in. I'd be devastated if we had to wait another week.
I
know,
to get that word out. I mean, that was, seriously.
Well, see, everybody in the chat room is going, OMG.
Yep.
Whoa.
Only for US,
only the US,
of course.
Yeah.
Sorry to those outside
of
the US.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow.
OMG BBQ. That's for sure. Thank you.
All right. That's it
for
this week. We are done. Put a fork in us. We are done. Let's start with, let me check my to-do list here.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Plug is the next item. So, Ron, if you could just go ahead and start.
Sure. Hi. I hope you like me on the show. If you like more of me, go to about.me/RonXO. You can find links to my Twitter, Facebook, Google+. Eileen laughing at me. It's not on my about.me page, but maybe we'll do that.
Be.
It should be. And go to iFanboy if you like comic books, because that's where I am most of the time.
Excellent.
So, iFanboy.com. I'm going to go to sleep now. Thank you.
Aww. Good night.
Yep. I should have shared my coffee. I've just been coffee. Hey, you can go to about.me/EileenRose or on Twitter at EileenTV and find out more about moi.
And for moi, you can go to about.me/JasonHowell or find me on Twitter. I'm at Jason Howell there as well. That's it for this week. Special thanks to the folks that maintain our wiki. I have a number of people that have been kind of continuing work on the wiki and building it back up because it had sat dormant for a while. So thanks to all of you. Really appreciate your hard work for the benefit of the show and the rest of the community. Send us a voicemail. Leave us a voicemail at 347-SHOW-AAA. You can send us an email with a video mail link attached to that, or just a regular email, aaa@twit.tv. Find the show at Twitter. We are at Android Show. Show notes at twit.tv/AAA. And you can find past episodes there as well. YouTube, iTunes, tons of places. Finally, you can catch us live every Tuesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, at live.twit.tv. You don't want to miss it. Thank you for checking this show out. We'll see you next week on another episode of All About Android.
Oh, dance! We're supposed to dance on this show.
Wow, that's weird, Jason. That's freaking me out.
Sorry.